Welcome to the Inspirited Power Hour. Before we actually start praying this morning, I just want you guys to think for a second about this question. Do you actually believe, when I say do you truly believe that the God we serve, that he's a God of possibilities as well as impossibilities? And when I say impossibilities, do you right now believe that the same way with the disciples that dead people were being healed, I mean dead people were raised from the dead, the sick were actually healed? Do you truly believe that the way God worked back then, that he works the same way today? And I just want you to think about that question for a few seconds. And let's say after 5 seconds, we'll pray and then get into our devotional thoughts. Okay. John, can you pray, please?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning and for getting us started. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to be with us throughout the day. We pray for your blessings and for your knowledge, and bless us as we continue to read, study, and to share your word. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, the scripture reading for this morning, I have two scriptures. The first one comes to us from Mark 10, verses 27. Okay, do we all have our Bibles?
Yes, could you repeat, please, Madam?
Mark chapter 10, verses 27.
Okay.
Can everyone hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, all right, that's our first scripture. And I'll read it. And it says this, Jesus looked at them and said, "This is something people cannot do, but God can. God can do all things." I'll read the last part again. That God can do all things. Okay? The second verse I want to read comes to us from the same book, from Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 24. It says Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 24. Jesus answered, "Have faith in God. I tell you the truth. You could say to this mountain, 'Go fall into the sea,' and if you have no doubts in your mind and believe that what you say will happen, God will do it for you. So I tell you to believe that you have received the things you ask for in prayer, and God will give them to you." Amen. Amen. So, this morning, it was impressed on my heart to do this because, you know, this devotional thought is about my testimony. And for the past few weeks, I've been experiencing God over and over and over again. And this verse, I found it by mere coincidence where one morning I was doing my devotional. I don't know if it was a morning or an afternoon. I was doing my devotion. And I asked God, I'm like, you know what, I want a word from you right now. Give me a word. Give me something to comfort my heart and to help me to go through my situation. And I discovered this verse, the last one. And in my devotional prayer life, every single morning, I actually read that scripture, and my prayer is based on that scripture. And I've been seeing how God has been working in my life. So this morning, I just want to share this devotional thought with you based on my experience. And, you know, like sometimes in our life, we go through different trials, different temptations, different hardships. And now we are living in a society where there's an economic crisis going on. You know, people are losing their jobs. People aren't sure when they go to their job today if they're going to lose it. And yesterday I was at my internship, and someone was saying that, you know what, someone went to their job on a Monday morning and they got fired. And she was saying that, don't people get fired on a Friday? Why would you allow a person to go into their job on a Monday morning and get fired? So right now, a lot of people are nervous. A lot of people are anxious. A lot of people don't think that they're going to have food on their table in the next few days or a few months or so. And people are also believing that, you know what, certain illnesses they're struggling with, does God really care about them to actually heal them? People are going through different things right now. So the question I want to ask again is this. Do we as Christians truly, truly believe that God will answer our prayers when we pray? You know, we pray for a while and we seek God. But do we truly believe that God will answer our prayers? And anyone can, you know, chime in and answer that question. How do you guys feel about that?
Yes, of course he answers our prayers. I think when we don't receive an answer, or when, I shouldn't say when we don't receive an answer, when we don't receive the answer we're looking for, or God doesn't respond to our request, it's not that it's a fault of his.
Mm-hmm.
It's from a mistake on our part, whether it be known or even sometimes unknown, in that the Bible is pretty clear about how we should pray.
Mm-hmm.
And the attitude we should have in our hearts when we pray. And that our attitude should be not my will, Lord, but your will. And when we have that attitude and we have that faith that God will answer our prayers. And when we truly pray in Jesus' name, that's when he will answer our prayers. And when things don't turn out the way we're expecting, or when we say in our hearts that God hasn't answered our prayers, it's not because of something that he hasn't done. It's because of something that we haven't done.
That is so true.
I agree with that.
You also want to say something, John?
No, I'm just saying I agree with that.
Yeah. Because you know what? There are conditions to prayer. They are. And, you know, that's something we'll talk about later on. And John did a presentation at the church the other day about sometimes when we pray and sometimes we're not seeing the answers right away, the reasons why that could happen. And, John, do you want to share that a little bit? You know, I don't want to paraphrase what you said and, you know, don't say it right. What did you say in effect to why sometimes we pray and things don't happen?
In regards to, I'm trying to remember what I said.
Because, you know, we're talking about, like, certain illnesses and, you know, people, we come from time to time, every single week, we come to God praying about the same situation over and over again. And yet we don't see God at his work. And at times we tend to doubt God. And, like, you know, we start thinking, does God really work for us? Does God really love us? Does God really want us to be healed? Why is he taking such a long time to answer my prayer? And I serve you for so many years in the church. I have an active prayer life, but God doesn't seem to hear my prayer.
Well, two basic reasons that I gave. The first being that sometimes, you know, we pray for things, and for example, you know, we pray for healings when we don't practice healthy living. And so basically the very thing that God is, that we're asking God to heal us for is something that, the conditions of our lives are kind of, promoting. So it's like asking God to heal when we can go right back and do the same exact thing that got us sick in the first place. So one of the reasons why maybe God doesn't answer the prayer right away is the fact that we have to come to him willing to repent of whatever it is that is inappropriate in our lives. and be willing to change and get that thing out of our lives. Whether, and for example, you know, in regards to the health, it might be changing the way that we eat so that we don't get the sickness, you know, again. So God, you know, how can we ask for him to heal us, and then we're, you know, we're going to McDonald's every week, and that consists of our diet. Another reason is because a lot of times we pray for things, and it's kind of like we give God the marching orders instead of us showing up, you know, ready to receive orders. You know, we ask God to do the things and to operate in a way that we want him to operate, and not seeking God to find out what is his will. Because the thing is that you can't force God to do anything. You can request, but ultimately it's God's decision about what he wants to do. And God has a will, and we have to obey his will. And sometimes, you know, we don't really find out, okay, is it God's will that this person be healed? And, of course, we know that it's always God's will to help and to, you know, to reach out to the sinner. But at the same time, in that specific situation, at that specific time, what is God's will? What does God want to do? Sometimes, you know, bad things happen to good people because God uses these situations to mold their character. So it may not be the right time for that person to be healed yet. So, you know, we may be praying for a financial breakthrough, we may be praying for healing, we may be praying for all kinds of things, but yet it may not be God's will to grant them at that specific time. Maybe the person may have another need. And I like what God said to Moses in Exodus, when Moses stands in the gap between the people and God after they had just built that golden calf. He says, Moses says, you know, Lord, blot me out of your book of life, but spare them. And then God says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. So not even Moses could force God to do anything that he doesn't want to do. And, of course, God always wants to help us. But, you know, we can't force him to have mercy and tell him when to have mercy. He does it when he chooses to. And, of course, we know that that's always at the right time.
Amen.
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 Okay. Anybody else have anything to share about that? You know, and it's true. It is really true because, you know, certain prayers you just seem not to be getting answered. But that doesn't mean that because you don't see things happening, you're going to stop, you know, stop praying about it. And you know what, Lord, I see you don't answer my prayer, so maybe though it's not the right time, though it's not the right season, so I'm going to start praying. I think in a situation like that, you got to keep praying with God, to God, and not to limit ourselves to certain things where you're like, you know what, God will only answer certain prayers. The time is not right, so I'm going to start praying. But based on different readings, based on the scriptures I've read today, if the conditions are right, if the seasons are right, if the timing is right, if it's God's will, things that seem very, very impossible, the God we serve is so awesome, he's so mighty, and if you come to him in faith, if you come to him in belief, God will be merciful, and he will keep his promise. And whatever you ask for in prayer, God will indeed grant those things to us. And like I mentioned to you before, based on my past experience for the past few weeks, I felt like God was taking me through a process. When the situation was going on, I didn't see it. I just wanted God to just to take care of the situation now, make everything right. But when he took me through that situation, I started learning things about myself I never knew I had in me before. And now I see that God, he has answered my prayer, and at the same time, I've learned a lot of things, which is going to make me a better person, a better witness for him. My character has been molded to the point where certain situations I know I can handle. And I can now say to God, be the glory. And what I do realize that when I do pray, I thank God for that situation. Because if I didn't have that situation, I would not. It, to me, that's why I thank God for every trial, because every trial prepares you for another level. It prepares you for another trial. It's a process. It's a purification process that shapes your character into something that God can actually use later. If you go back to Moses, it seemed like for some reason for a past devotional lesson, Moses keep coming back into our conversation. Because the way Moses had to be humbled. God had to do something with Moses' character for him to deal with the children of Israel. And if you know anything about Moses, that you will learn that he was the humblest man. I think he was considered the humblest of them all. And he needed to be humble to interact, to deal with the children of Israel. And in the same way, in our lives, we go through different things for God to shape and to mold our characters so we could deal with certain things. I know I strayed from the lesson, but does anyone have anything to say before we actually close off this morning?
I have to say, I'd like you guys to remember me in your prayers. Like, I was actually up before 4 this morning. Like, I've been praying about this thing, something that took place at my job, that putting myself, like, I know it's not right. Like, there are certain things, like, I'm not sure, but there are certain things happening. And I've been praying about it for a while. And as you were saying earlier, I was praying this morning, and I felt like the Spirit wasn't there with me, and I said, Lord, I don't know if you're going to answer my prayer. I don't know how to handle the situation. And I know, like, if I speak up about it, I may probably even lose my job. And right now we're just, like, in a really, you know, the financial situation is so hard to get a job. And it's just been something on my mind. And so just keep me in your prayers. And I don't know how to handle the situation. But in the end, I just really want to stand up for what I know is morally right.
Okay. You know what's interesting, Melissa? I thought about what I'm talking about this morning. It was something that came to me this morning. That's why I said it was impressed on my heart to share this with you. And maybe through our devotional thought this morning that God is giving you a word of encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what I would say to you right now is to take the promises of God and to stand on them.
Mm-hmm.
And despite your situation at your job, whenever you are in a position to compromise your faith, compromise your God, no, don't ever take that route. But this is something you got to always put it before God. And you claim the promises of God, and you seek God, and you ask God for answers. And when you pray sometimes, just don't rush to get off your knees. Take a moment of silence and try to hear God speaking to you, because God speaks to people in different ways. He may speak to you through his words. He may speak to you through other people. Or if you're quiet enough, he can actually speak to you. And there are different avenues in which God can talk to you. So right now, I pray for you right now, but each time in your prayer life, seek God. Take his promises. Talk to him like the way you would talk to a friend. And I know you do that. But like I said, from my past experience, I spend a lot of time in prayer. I spend a lot of time in my devotional life. And it's so funny. I see God really, really working. And it's like I have to give God praise. I'm like, God, only you, because if it was of my own self, this situation would have remained impossible and stayed impossible. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I wanted to add to that there is such a thing as tact. You know, a lot of times, of course, we say, okay, you know, if there's a situation on the job, then make sure you stand for God, whether you get fired or not. And, you know, of course, that's true. You know, you don't want to put God on the back burner to save a career or things like that. But then sometimes, what makes the difference between whether or not you get fired or whether or not, you know, you successfully share your faith and avoid the consequences has a lot to do with tact. And when I say tact, what I'm saying is like how you say things. For example, if you know that somebody stole the company money, and maybe it was the manager or something like that, you know, maybe like an anonymous letter will do the job, as opposed to you standing up and saying, you know, you're a thief and this and that, and then, you know, of course, they get you fired. So how you share your faith is something that you want to be mindful of, you know. So nobody's saying that you have to irresponsibly stand up and you know, say whatever it is that's, that needs to be said. But sometimes, you know, God tells us to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove,
mm-hmm.
which means to apply wisdom to the situation and act in such a way that we can deal with the situation in a Christian manner, but at the same time try to avoid some of those consequences that can often happen when, you know, when you share your faith. And I think the movie I was watching not so long ago, it was a take on Jeremiah. I think Jeremiah said it best when he said, you know, I understand that in this country it's a custom to kill the messenger. So obviously, you know, in this case, we are the messengers, and we need to be careful of how we present that message to avoid the consequences.
Oh, okay.
All right. I want to read something from a prayer warrior book. It's amazing. I found this page, and I'm going to read that to you guys. It says this: I think we have been conditioned to. We've been conditioned by the hurts and the problems of life. We also become conditioned by the seemingly unanswered prayers we pray. Finally, we only jump so high as our prayers. In other words, because things in our life seem not to be working out, when we pray, we only pray for things that are possible and not for the possibilities. It now says that we don't go beyond the possible when we should be reaching for the impossible. Because with God, all things are possible. So don't condition yourself only to the possible. Train yourself to believe the impossible, and your faith will increase beyond the confines of your life. So when you go on your job today, you got to step in there and believe that whatever the situation is, that God is going to work it out, and that you are highly favored and you will be blessed, and God will take care of your need. It seems impossible right now, but with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Amen. All right, let's pray. Dear kind and most gracious Father, we come to you this morning, just want to give you thanks, just want to give you praise. We just want to thank you so much that you have given us this devotional thought, just for us to come together and just to talk about it and to share it, Lord. Lord God, I pray that you would just let your Holy Spirit just work through the lives of each one of us here today. Dear Father, Lord God, I just want to thank you for just giving us the right word at the right time. And Lord, you see your child, Melissa. You know her situation on her job. And I pray right now, in the name of Jesus, that you would just give her that peace that passes all understanding, that faith, that courage. Everything that you require of her to make it through each day. Lord God, I also pray that you would just give her favor and bless her as she go in and bless her as she go in. Bless her as she open her mouth and bless her as she do take care of her job performances. Lord, just hold your child in your arm and just to guide her in all her ways, Lord, in your ways. Lord, I also pray for Rachel. Lord God, I pray that you would just comfort her and her family at this time. They have lost someone who was very close to them, and the different family members aren't taking it so well. But Lord God, we know that you are God Almighty. We know that you are the great comforter. We know that you are the great healer. And I pray right now that you would just wrap each family member in your arm and just to comfort them and just to whisper in their ear that everything is going to be okay. Just want to thank you right now and bless each one of us as we go through the course of this day. Thank you so much for your son, Jesus, and thank you for what you are doing and what you will continue to do in our lives. These mercies I do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, everyone. Thanks for coming to our class this morning, and I pray that God will bless you and keep you until we hear from you again.
Okay, and thank you so much for praying for me, Natalie.
Not
a problem. Really appreciate it.
All right. Trust God.
You.
All right. Rachel?
Yes?
Say hi to Jesse.
I certainly will. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed the class today.
All right, then. No problem.
Okay. God bless.
Bye.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, bye.
Bye, John.